AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A winter storm with snow, freezing rain, and bone-chilling temperatures rocked the nation's midsection and the Northeast, leaving a trail of death and destruction on highways from Nebraska to New York.
Most street corners in New York are a mix of snow, slush, and deep water, forcing some with small children and even smaller dogs to pick them up as they navigate the puddles. Vikram Jagadish says it's not easy.
Pretty bad out here. It's a lot of mess, a lot of slush. Just trying to negotiate my way one block at a time.
Hazel Cole takes it in stride and says you should too.
This is time for the winter, the snow and everything. And we all have to enjoy it and go along with the program.
On the streets of Brooklyn, where people are shoveling the first snow of the season, I'm Julie Walker.
The snowstorm didn't keep shoppers from shopping till they dropped in New York City last night. One woman we talked to said she and her family just wanted to see the decorations.
We're ahead of the curve. We did a lot of shopping online. We're just here for the atmosphere.
A man said his family, though, plans to do a lot of shopping in Manhattan because his family prefers shopping in brick-and-mortar stores than shopping online.
We didn't do anything online. We just came down because it's nice to spend the holidays in New York. We drove down and we have an empty car to bring stuff home.
A 3-year-old boy being taken on a shopping trip in Little Rock, Arkansas on Saturday by his grandmother was killed in a road rage shooting incident when a driver apparently opened fire on the grandmother's car because he thought, according to police, she wasn't moving fast enough away from a stop sign. Police are looking for a black older Chevrolet Impala with a tall black man behind the wheel. The child becomes the second youngster in Little Rock shot dead in a road rage incident in the last few weeks. This is AP Radio News. The man convicted of the Charleston, South Carolina church shootings is looking forward to the next phase of his trial.
Dylan Roof has sent a message to the judge in his case saying he will not ask jurors to consider his mental health when they decide what his punishment should be. Roof, who will be acting as his own attorney, says he'll not call any mental health experts in the penalty phase of the trial. In a journal that's already been shown to the jurors, Roof spells out his racist beliefs, including his thought that psychology is a Jewish invention that tells people they have problems when they really don't. A jury convicted Roof of hate crimes and other charges Thursday. The penalty phase of that trial begins on January 3rd. I'm Diane Kepley.
An Afghan official says at least 14 Afghans have been killed after a civilian bus hit a fuel tanker on a main highway in western Afghanistan. Two people died Saturday when a gas tanker skidded on I-95 in Baltimore and exploded. 55 vehicles were involved in that fiery crash. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.